it true? You can wear your welcome out. You can wear your welcome out. We all like to stay busy in work. We should. And we like our rest and our downtime. And we like company. Don't get it wrong, but too much of any of it, see? It's all got to be balanced. You've got to be considerate one towards another. We're sanctified. We're set apart. These are things we think about. This is loving the body, practically, is what this is talking about, see? And mind your own business. Work with your own hands as we commanded you. A command. Back to 1 Thessalonians 4, 10, 11. It's not just a suggestion. Paul's making a command here to the body of Christ. I command you. You got to understand that during Paul's day, here in the Roman Empire, the Greek culture, it was not considered proper to do manual labor, to work with your hands. Hence, the highest number of slaves proportionately in the history of the world was during this period of time, because you had the house slaves and everybody that did all of the work, manual work, and you were free to philosophize down at the, you know, the forum or whatever it was you did, you know. And so it was detested. That was one respect of that society. Another one was Paul has been teaching these Thessalonians about the second coming of Jesus. Hey, Jesus coming back, what's it matter? What's it matter? So what? Leave a little debt behind, pollute the earth a little bit. See, that's the argument against the pre-tribulational rapture. So those that believe in that is an escapist theology. I don't have to be accountable or responsible because it's all going to get washed out anyway and it's not going to matter. No. We're going to see here that that's not the case at all. But that getting into others' business and being idle go hand in hand. You can't separate them. You can't separate them. If you're not staying busy, I always told my wife when our credit card gets a little bit too high and things are getting tight, I say, honey, why don't you go back to work? Then you won't be shopping no more. Can't do both at the same time, right? You're working, you can't be shopping. I'm not knocking out, can you? And she is the busiest woman I've ever seen with her mom and all the other things she does. No doubt about it. Honest work, so we can provide for ourselves and for others. Remember what the men who were at the retreat talked about waiting, that Jesus says that we're to be waiting for his return. And the concept in the Bible, the biblical concept, is like someone waiting on tables. You think about it, waiting is just sitting there and, all right, hurry up, Jesus, come back. No, it's like, is the table set? Is there plenty of sweet and lows and sugars on the table? Is their water glass full? Do we need to go back, pour some more tea for them? Are they missing anything? And you're busy. You're busy. You're busy making sure everything is there and ready. So when the master comes back, he's not has to ask for anything because you've got it all prepared. Is he going to go riding a horse? When the master comes back, I better have the stables clean and the saddle polished and ready to go. So if he has to ride a horse, I can have it to him right away. That's waiting. That's serving tables, see? And that's what we're to be occupying. We're to be busy. So when our master finds us, that we'll be well-doing. He'll find us busy, waiting. Got everything ready and on order. So when he comes and he asks, yeah, here it is. Had it ready. Been waiting. So it's a beautiful picture here. Dignity and honor come with work. Look at I like the Eastern, the Asian concept. Teachers, am I not telling you the truth? With the immigrants from Korea or Vietnam or China or Japan, are they not studious and hardworking? They find honor in work, in their work ethic. It's built in them as children. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. You respect that, don't we? We do. And that's the way God works. Now think about it. Who did God give us to teach us about him? Well, Jesus, carpenter, right? Was most of the apostles, fishermen. What about Paul? Tent maker. They're all busy. They stay busy doing things. I I'm trying to get away from working in my business and full time. In fact, guys are praying and counseling me to do that, other pastors, to dedicate myself to prayer and to the Word as the Bible teaches. But I do both, and I go home, I laid a wood floor. I'm not trying to brag or anything. I just like to do things. If I'm working with my mind all day, I'll go home and do something with my hands. I just made my wife a little table. It's funky. I laid tile over a piano bench so it would match our hearth. She's probably not going to let me put it in the room, but anyway, it was fun just working with my hands, doing stuff, you know. I do those things. I like doing those things. And it makes playing golf or going fishing or going to a movie now and then more enjoyable, because it is very relaxing and it's good downtime, you see, but you don't make a life of that. You work. We're called to work and to stay busy. We don't meddle that way. We don't gossip. We don't become busybodies in other people's affairs. And we produce something. We accomplish something. Plus, we can provide for ourselves. Now, that Ecclesiastes 10 in the bulletin, that's where it was, says, "By much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of hands the house droppeth through." That's old King James, but you get the idea of it, don't you there? We're not going to have time this morning. Well, we will real quickly. Let's turn over to 2 Thessalonians. Just read what Paul says to them in chapter 3, verse 6.